95 FM.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting meritassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good day to you, Brevard County. This is Bob Arthurs. We want to thank you for tuning in once again, and hopefully you still love the Word of God, still love me. I have a responsibility, and that is to be a watchman on the wall, to let people know what the Word of God says. If I have the Word that people need to hear and I do not share it, then I'm held responsible and liable. I just got to share the Word of God. If I minister from the heart of Bob and not from the heart of God, then it's not going to have any life into it. But if I minister from the heart of God, then it's going to produce life-changing results. So we do want to thank you for tuning in. Thank you to Creative AC Solutions. We want to thank them for their support. When I was in Oklahoma, it went from 67 to 70 degrees. See, I hadn't experienced a tropical event in Florida here for quite a while. So I went to Oklahoma and experienced Tropical Storm Bill as it came up and brought flooding to the area. And so one day it was 67 to 70 degrees. That was the high, which is very cool for Florida. And it was very wet that day and stuff like that. The next day, the rain had moved on. The humidity was just off the charts, and it was a heat index of 105. And at that point in time, it was very intense, very brutal. I believe that there was actually some people who experienced some trauma because of the heat. And we don't want you to be in that position. If you are... your air conditioner is not working properly. If you're here in the central Brevard County area, call Bill at Creative AC Solutions and he will see if he can help you get up and running. So we have two AC companies, and tomorrow we'll be mentioning the other one for you, because if you're in a different part of the county, their services go all throughout Brevard County. So let's get back to the Word of God. We do want to take just a quick moment and invite you out to our services. We want to say Happy Independence Day. If any of you are military veterans or active personnel and you come to church this Sunday, we have a free gift for you. It is called the Warrior Bible. It is a Bible that we helped fund. It's written by military personnel for military personnel, and we tried to get them in stock at our church before Memorial Day. We didn't quite make that, but we have distributed several of these. We're already on our second distribution, and so we helped fund the development, and then we purchased them, and so. If you know somebody who is battling PTSD or is going through some family crisis because of their military service and their deployment, we want to stand by them. And so for any of our military personnel, if you come, we would love to honor you with the Warrior Bible. So I also do want to mention real quick, we are going to be talking Sunday morning. We do not have a Sunday night service this week. But we're going to be addressing the concept of freedom or freedom in Christ, what that really means. And so we'd like to encourage you to be a part of that. Also, we here at the Refresh Radio broadcast, this ministry is not free. it does have a cost to it. And we just wanted to extend an invitation to you that if you would like to be a part of this and help support us in prayer or in finances, that we realized it wouldn't take very many people who just committed to $1 a day. There's about 22 broadcasts a month. So if somebody was able to forego a McDonald's large sweet tea for a day, that could help fund this radio. We're very excited. We've actually now supporting 60 missionaries. We just added another one. So if you would like to be a part of this, what that does, that doesn't mean that if people support the radio program financially, it doesn't mean that we're slacking off. It just means that we are able to employ more resources to reach more people with the love of Jesus. So that would be greatly helpful. Our address is 165 North Grove Street. If you could actually make an online donation, meritassembly.com. There's an online tab there. You can check us out on your smartphone. There's a tab there. If you'd like to mail a check, make it out to Merit Assembly of God, write refresh on there. We have a free coffee mug that we'd love to send to you so that you could be praying for the Refresh radio broadcast. So we'd greatly appreciate that. Let's get back to Acts chapter 15, verse number 18. Known to God from eternity are all his works. Therefore, I judge that we should not trouble those from among the Gentiles who are turning to God, but that we write to them to abstain from things polluted by idols, from sexual immorality, from things strangled, and from blood. For Moses had throughout many generations those who preach him in every city, being read in the synagogues every Sabbath. Then it pleased the apostles and elders with the whole church to send chosen men of their own company to Antioch with Paul and Barnabas, namely Judas, who was also named Barsabbas, and Silas, leading men among the brethren. We're going to stop at that point in time because I don't think we're going to get much past that today if we even get to all of that. So here James encourages, he makes a proposal, and his proposal is pleasing to the apostles and elders and to the whole church. Okay, I do want you to understand that this wasn't James' dictatorship. It wasn't Peter's dictatorship. This was the ministry of the church, and they had come together to solve this problem. And so James tells them, he said, therefore I judge that we should not trouble those from among the Gentiles who are turning to God, but that we write to them to abstain from things polluted by idols, from sexual immorality, from things strangled, and from blood. For Moses has had throughout many generations those who preach him in every city, being read in the synagogues every Sabbath. So James makes a proposal to solve the problem. It was not legalistic, but it wasn't, here's a fancy word, now I'm just going to interpret it, licentiousness, which is a license to sin. It wasn't a doing away with all of the standards. It was doing away with the legalistic standards. It wasn't designed to discourage them from pursuing God. It says, look, if you are going to pursue God, if you need to worship him with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. So there are standards in the kingdom of God. In modern America, there seems to be a desire to get to a standard free, except for the people who want to dictate what standards should be. Here, I just am of the mindset that the best person to know the standard is God. That's who I believe has the best opinion, the best knowledge of it. He knows what he designed us to do. He knows how he designed us to prosper and to thrive. He knows what is successful. He knows what is holy and pleasing. He knows everything. And so he is the best at setting the standard. So when they came together, there was a spirit of agreement as to what this standard would be. And he says, the first thing is we need to make sure that you understand that God is the pinnacle of your relationship. If you are turning to God and turning from your sins, then God is the pinnacle of that relationship, and you can't establish any idols beside him. We talked about that yesterday. Now, the idols in that place, you have to realize just how entrenched idolatry was in this culture, this Greek culture that Barnabas and Paul were now ministering to. Paul would see a woman set free in Acts chapter 16 from a demonic spirit, but this girl who was fortune-telling, she began to follow Paul and Barnabas, and as they were going out, she had a reputation. She was being used by people who owned her to make money for them. She was profitable for other people. It wasn't profitable for her necessarily, but it was profitable to other people. And so whenever Paul and Barnabas delivered this woman from this demonic oppression, they see that their way of financial support has now ceased, and they begin to lash out at Paul and Barnabas, or Paul and Silas, and that's how they ended up in jail, and God gave a miraculous intervention. There was another time when they were ministering, and Acts chapter 17, Paul is ministering in Athens, and he sees all of these idols, and he finds this place where they are worshiping the unknown God, and Paul says, you know what? I can make him known to you. I can make this unknown God known to you. And they heard him for a season until he presented to them the concept of the resurrection, and that was more than they could handle. He also ministers in Ephesus, and there's a place where the idol makers realize that this gospel that Paul is preaching is a threat to their financial support, to their way of life. And as a result of that, they try to persecute him, and they get this city all in an uproar. You see, even though we don't look at it so much as idolatry anymore, there are still things in our society that people are so bound to and worship so intently that as a Christian, if you said that was incompatible with worshiping the Lord with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, they would have a very difficult time letting go of that. There are some cultures that they will permit you to believe in Jesus just as long as you don't set him up as the highest priority in your life. If you believe that Jesus is just a prophet, you're fine. But if you say that his teachings surpass other teachings, then there are blasphemous issues. There are other situations that they will let you worship all of the gods that you want. They will let you worship Jesus as long as you do not believe that he is the only way. Now, here in America, we have a bumper sticker. From what I've been told, it is the most popular bumper sticker that is being sold in America right now, and it simply says coexist, coexist. And I want you to know that God, in his sovereignty, has allowed you, he actually wants you not to be compelled to worship him by force, but he actually wants you to choose to love him. He wants you to choose to love him. And so he says that you can worship Baal if you want. You can worship Asherah. You can worship Molech. You can do all of those things. But I want you to know that does not have my stamp of approval on it. You see, just because you have the right to do something doesn't mean that it is going to be healthy, that it's going to be holy, and that it's going to provide for you the desired result. There's only one way to get to heaven. This is not Bob Arthur saying this. This is the Word of God, okay? Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. I saw an interesting cartoon here recently about a person that said that they loved God, and they were in a discussion with a person. They said, oh, so how does that manifest itself in your life? And he says, well, what do you mean? He says, well, where do you go to church? And he says, oh, I don't go to church. I just love Jesus. Oh, well, what translation of the Bible do you read? And he said, oh, I don't read the Bible. I'm not a Bible thumper. I just love Jesus. And this person says, well, there was a wise man that once said that if you love me, you will keep my commandments. You will obey the things that I tell you. And the person that said, look, I don't know who that person is. They were obviously an idiot. I just love Jesus. And he said, well, that person was Jesus. And how can you say that you love Jesus if you will not do the things that he says? When Jesus says that no one comes to the Father, and if you say you love Jesus, but you don't believe the things that he said, I have a question for you. What kind of relationship do you have with people in your life that are constantly lying to you? Because that's what you have, what people who say that there's other ways to heaven, that's what they're saying, is that Jesus was lying or mistaken or insane. And any of those things are incompatible with being the benevolent, only begotten Son of the Father. Okay? So I want you to know that I can love a person who has no faith. I can love a person who is worshiping a God other than Jesus Christ. I can love them because I believe that the first blessing that God gives to any of us is the gift of repentance, from running away from the one true God to running to the one true God. So there are a lot of people who think that Christians are hostile, and that's not the case. We're not here wanting to kill people who don't agree with us. We're here to show them. I believe that the Bible describes the best way to live, not the worst way to live. I believe that the Bible is empowering to us to live a healthy and prosperous lifestyle where all of the deception, the lies of the enemy, all of those are to lead us into a death style. Jesus said, the thief comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. I don't want the devil to be able to steal my health. I don't want him to be able to steal my soundness of mind. I don't want him to steal my relationship with God. I don't want him to be able to steal my family, my finances. I want the thief to have hands off. My parents had an episode earlier this year where someone broke into their house. They actually had a pretty difficult stretch with their possessions. There was somebody who broke into their house and took some stuff. And so the next day they called to have an alarm system put in. And before that company could get out there, that person broke in again. And then they had the alarm installed, and not more than an hour or so after the alarm tech left, the thief came back a third time. But this time there was an alarm that had gone off. And I want to ask, and that time they were scared off. They were eventually caught and ended up doing some jail time. But I want to ask you, how many times are we going to allow the idols of this world to steal God's blessings from us before we say, you know what? This isn't working. There needs to be a change of course. There needs to be a change of action. There needs to be a change of allegiance, if you will. I need to commit my life to Jesus. I'll just be honest with you. One of the things that causes me to scratch my head is how people keep making the same mistakes over and over and over again and expecting different results, different results. When Jesus is right here, I want you to know whether you're an atheist, whether you're Muslim or Hindu, whether you're Buddhist, whatever you might be, maybe you're just agnostic or you're not committed. I want to implore you today. I ask you to turn to the God of the Bible. Soak yourself in the New Testament. Learn what God has to say and live a life where God is the one that you worship. It is a tremendous blessing. I have said many times, I don't see how people function without a church. Okay? One of the things that I ask whenever somebody comes and they want to ask for financial assistance, the first thing I ask is this: where do you go to church? Where do you go to church? And a lot of times people will just pick the name of the biggest church in town, and I'll say, "Oh, what's the pastor's name?" And then they, "Oh, well, I can't name him right now." And, "Well, how often do you go?" "Well, not very often." "Well, when was the last time?" "Well, I can't remember the last time I went." And here's what I have to say. I don't see how people make it without the church. There was a time when my wife and I and our son, we moved to Florida. Our job, my job selling shoes transferred us here. We didn't know anybody. I knew the name of my supervisor. We went to church and we got connected in a church. Probably within the first few weeks after we got here, within 2 months, we were actively involved in the ministry. Within 4 months, we were the youth pastors, and we stayed at that church until God opened the door for us to become the pastors at Merit Assembly of God. One Sunday, we were at church, and we did not have a lot of money. We actually took a pay cut. My daughter said to me one day, she said, "Dad, I've come to this realization, we're not normal. We're not normal." And I said, no, baby, we're not. We pray about the decisions, major decisions that need to be made about buying cars and stuff like that. We make those matters of prayer. And so we were at church, and while we were in church, somebody broke into our car. And we came out of the sanctuary that day and found out that the church had just poured all sorts of resources into our lives. And the next week we came to church and we locked the doors again, and they broke into our car again, and they blessed us with laundry detergent and what else was it, an ironing board. And I realized through the many decades of my walk with Christians is that they really love people, and they want to help people, and they want to bless people. They really do. And so I encourage you today, if you do not have a local church, I encourage you to find one. You say, "Well, the churches here aren't like the churches that I in the area that I came from." I understand that. I'm from Oklahoma. I was there a couple of weeks ago. I got to see my pastor that I grew up. You know, that church is larger than my church. But you know what? I'm there to love God, to worship God, and I can do that. I can do that at Merit Assembly of God. And so find a church that will preach the standards of the Word of God, that puts God as the highest priority. Find a church that will allow you and to help you to grow in your walk with God. If you are a part of a church that is preaching no standards of righteousness, I want you to hear me. Run from that. Run from that, because there are standards. That's what James is writing here. If somebody says that, "Hey, you know, you said a prayer and your name is written down in heaven," great. I want you to understand that is not the finish line. When you ask Jesus into your heart to be your Lord and Savior, that wasn't the finish line. That was the launching pad into a whole new way of life. It was no longer were you going to do life alone. No longer were you going to do life your way. No longer were you going to do your life as a slave of wickedness and your body as instruments of wickedness. But instead, now you are a child of God, a servant of righteousness. And so I encourage you, find a church that preaches the word of God and that will encourage you and help you to grow in your relationship with God. Why don't we take the remainder of this broadcast and let's just make it a matter of prayer. Can we do that? Father, right now, I pray with anybody who's listening to this broadcast that if there's anybody there and they've never asked you to forgive them of their sins, that right now they would just join with me and say, Father, please forgive me of my sin. Forgive me for grieving your heart. Forgive me for the misery and the pain that I have created and compelled and caused for other people. God, would you lead me by your Holy Spirit? Would you order my steps and lead me to a place where I can learn your word and grow in your word? Lord, lead me to a local church where I can flourish and find that place of ministry that you have for me to do. Would you help me to fall in love with your word so that I can learn to live the way that you want me to live? Help me to grow stronger in my faith, because without faith, it is impossible to please God. I pray, God, that you would lead me not only where my needs could be met, but Lord, where I could meet the needs of other people as well. Lord, you be my God, you be my Lord, and I will bless your name and live for you the rest of my days. In Jesus' name, amen. So if you've just prayed that prayer, I would like to invite you to write to me at meritassembly@hotmail.com or 165 North Grove Street. You can send me an email. It comes to my phone. Even wherever I'm at, the emails come to me. But we would like to help you to grow in your faith. If you're not in the Merritt Island area, I've listened to some people or heard some people, and all the way from South Brevard County, we can help you to find a Bible preaching church. And so if you need some help with that, let us know. If you need a Bible and don't have a Bible, contact us and we can see if we can help you in that area. We are here to serve you and help you to know the King of Glory. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510, 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."